Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
Cool, we're back in. Stars and Double for another episode of the Talk Over podcast. And we have DJ Cable with us again.
Repeat offender.
We feel like we had to repeat offender. We feel like we had to get him back in. He's been sat chilling in the background. Like, I know he's been egging to jump on the other podcasts.
No, the last one was a little bit short.
Fair enough.
I know you're an opinionated guy. You've got a lot to say and stuff about it as well. Mm-hmm. And the last one was so short, so it's definitely good that we've got another one. So you actually suggested this topic for today, which I like: money management.
Yeah, I think that it's something that I think a lot of people need to be taught. It's something that people don't necessarily get taught in schools. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just not just for DJs, but I think it's for kind of creatives in general, people who are self-employed, all of that. You know, no one kind of really sort of teaches you like the kind of fundamentals, you know, things like cash flow, tax.
Yeah.
Tax write-offs, business purchases, you know, like all these things that, because at the end of the day, you know, we are running our own business, mm-hmm. right? You know, whether you're a DJ or an artist or a producer or, you know, like a photographer or whatever, do you know what I mean? You know, it's something that is definitely, you know, transferable to each kind of field. Even like, say, like you bought a car on finance, or whether you're leasing it, you know, like say you bought a car on finance, like, you know, depreciation on the value of the car, monthly payments go through as well.
Can you do that for cars as self-employed? Because I knew if you're doing it as a limited company.
If you're using it and it's not for business.
I'm a sole trader, I'm not like a limited.
Yeah, I'm sole trader too, man.
So I thought there were certain rules for cars.
Yeah, I thought if you're using it for business or personal, it crosses over, doesn't it?
All these miles that I do for work, I probably do about 3,000 miles in a month, roughly. Mm-hmm. And
This guy, I just drove 300 miles back from that 45p,
for example, covers the fact that if I have to change my tyres, I can't put the cost of the tyres through as an expense for business, because I'm already claiming that 45p a mile. The 45p a mile covers wear and tear, covers your insurance, covers the cost. So I can't say my car, just for example, putting a number out, my car was 10 grand. I can't write that 10 grand off as an expense and claim that annual mileage. Does that make sense? There is different rules to it. But there's so much other stuff. If you buy music off iTunes, mm-hmm. and you're a DJ, all of that money...
Record pools.
It's offsettable, yeah. Record pools, subscriptions.
You even cut that plates as well.
All of that stuff. Even down to Facebook promotions. If you put a little paid post on Instagram or Facebook.
All of that goes in.
If there's any cost that is going towards DJing, basically, the only thing you can't do is clothes.
Yes and no, because
like, I was going to say, I read something on this.
Chatting to my accountant, there is a certain percentage that you can write off as uniform. Obviously, if I DJ for Nike, that's, you know, one of like the main things I do as well. And even though, you know, obviously I'm a massive sneakerhead anyway, obviously I can't put through like 10 pairs of Jordans or anything.
Yeah, I was
like
going to say, your trainer fetish is getting out of hand, mate.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't even want to talk about it. But, you know, things like uniform, you can put that through as an expense to a certain degree. I think a lot of it depends on, obviously, like how good your accountant is and, you know, having these conversations with your accountant. Or I would recommend getting an accountant as well. I mean, it's all well and good, like doing self-cert and everything, but or self-assessment, I should say. But yeah, having like a good accountant that you can talk to, and they'll, you know, you will obviously have to like pay a fee annually for them to obviously like do their thing, but they will look at legal loopholes for you to kind of say, well, you could do this, and this will save you more money. Or in fact, you're kind of creeping into the 40% bracket. I suggest you make these type of purchases to keep it around 20%. Or
right, yeah.
They might even turn around and say, oh, that's when you really should be like a limited company and pay corporation tax, as opposed to obviously being like self-employed.
I've slacked off there. You know what I mean? I have never used an accountant.
It's worth it.
I've always done my own books, my own bookkeeping. I've done it all myself since I started doing it, basically. Yeah.
So I'm a mixture. I started off with an accountant and then very quickly realised if I learn what he knows,
well, that's it.
I don't need to pay him.
That's what I learned now.
So I learned the basics, basically. I learned everything I need to know. I don't stay up to date. So the only thing is if like they might change the law next week and something, do you know what I mean? I don't stay really with my focus on that. But yeah, I had an accountant for the first couple of years and realised I'm paying a guy £1,500 a year to basically fill in a web form for me. And like,
how much did you say you pay him?
£1,500 a year. So it's £1,500 for him to do the tax return. That's what you charge me.
Is that expensive?
No. I don't pay that.
That sounds a madness.
What do you pay for a tax return to be done then for the accountant?
It varies from year to year, but
that sounds extremely high.
Okay, so I'll ask a different question then. Do you give him all your receipts and say they're jumble through that and figure out what I've spent and what I've earned?
I'm very organised.
So you effectively send him all the figures. And he just
I know what Double's done. Double's gone there with a rucksack of receipts.
Have you gone with a shoebox?
No, the complete opposite. Complete opposite.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I have spreadsheets with the exact... The only thing I don't put in is the time of day that I bought it, basically. Like, the exact date, the shop it was bought from, the amount, what it is. And even there's different categories like subsistence or travel or, do you know what I mean, like stationery. I've even got all of that in the fields. Everything is, boom.
Very meticulous.
Folders... All the receipts stapled together. So every month, at the start of the month, I do the month that has just gone. Mm-hmm. I do the expenses. So it's all properly
it's
organized.
Month by month.
The dude,
man.
Basically, that's I was paying him £1,500. And I did it for a few years running. Because my perception of accountants were, I'll tell you my figures. This is all from the movies, by the way. I'll tell you the figures and what I'm earning and show you the receipts. And then you come back and tell me all these cool little loopholes and I won't pay any tax. But actually, the dude was like, cool, give me £1,500. Oh, and now you've got to send £6,789 off to HMRC as well. It's like, the fuck am I paying you for? I knew that already. Do you know what I mean? And I very quickly realised, well, I can do that with a calculator for much less than
£1,500. Well, they're meant to tap in and see how they can help you, innit?
Mate, I could have bought a £1,000 calculator and still saved money. Do you know what I mean? I could have spent a grand on a calculator to punch them numbers in.
I mean,
and still been a better
off. Maybe an accountant's not for everyone. I mean, it works for me. Yeah. So obviously, when it works for other people, you know, some people are best off like doing it themselves and have the know-how to do it and obviously not make any kind of errors, which, you know, might result in the revenue kind of breathing down your back and stuff or get investigated. But I think it's definitely something like if you're a DJ or if you're a creative and you're doing this like full time, then, you know, there's people that don't think about it and then they'll get hit with a tax bill like, you know, 5 years down the line and the revenue's like, you guys owe us like, you know, £25,000. And
yeah, it's the type, mate, I've heard stories from the Garage era when Garage was big. Some of them guys were raking it in, not declaring. And then the tax man would suddenly be like, you lot have been earning money. You now owe us £50,000.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Over the last,
and you should have been VAT registered as well, so we're going to...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's the type of thing. That'll bankrupt you, mate. No one's got just £50,000 lying around to pay the tax, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's end of the line, like, see ya.
But it's not just like a tax thing as well. I mean, it's, you know how it is, like, being self-employed. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, some months it's fucking amazing. Sometimes you could be gig to gig and you need to, like, make that money stretch and, you know, obviously, like... You know, anyone who's like been a student and had like a part-time job and stuff whilst at university will know that sometimes, you know, you might have like blown your load on your student loan, or that might have like paid for your accommodation, and you know, you need to make ends meet and stuff. And like, you know, being self-employed and that, you need to kind of like practice like saving and, you know, like
100%
understanding cash flow, man. And like, you know, understanding that, you know, I've got this money coming in, it means that I can't go out and buy this, so I might have to like put this money aside because I want to, you know, make this business purchase later on, like down the line and stuff. And you know, knowing also like, actually I might need to make this like going. What's that?
Huh?
Is that still going over?
Yeah,
still recording.
Sorry, guys.
That's alright. And you know, like little things as well, like understanding tax year as well, like it's like the end of March, actually, I better get this in so it counts.
Yeah, 4th of April, happy new tax year.
You know what I mean? So, you know,
I hate that July 31st. When I see 4th of April, man, the sirens just go.
Yeah, and yeah, that and these little things as well. And you know, understanding as well that if you have a good year, you're then going to pay like, you know, on account for the next tax year as well, and having the money set aside there as opposed to either dipping into savings
on account, you know. Yeah, first time I had to pay that on account. Bro, what do you mean? I've got to pay half.
I've just gone through that, and the on account sucked me out.
Yeah,
literally, bro.
But it's that initial payment, and then afterwards.
It's the first time you do it, it's pain, isn't it? And then it balances out. But, yeah. The good thing is, when you get years where, not necessarily a good thing, but if you get years where things dip down, for example, I've just finished building a studio, mm-hmm. cost a shit ton of money. It's all tax deductible because it's a workspace. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So my profits this year are horrendously lower than they were last year. But the good thing is, my payments on account for next year are shit, like loads less.
Technically as well, that if you've built a studio at home, so therefore you can effectively work from home, you can claim back on heating and
electricity and all that stuff.
Yeah, so there's certain percentages. There's no heating in the building, so I can't claim off that. Right. But there is a percentage of electrics, and I can claim like the internet, for example.
That's cool. Okay.
So yeah, there's loads of different stuff that you can. The key is not taking the piss. Mm-hmm. Not being, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I bought a new wheelbarrow. Well, I built something, so I've, I mean, like,
I know someone who legit put a TV and a couch through.
Oh yeah, I put a couch in the studio because it's essential for the studio.
Someone actually put
a flat screen TV through because you needed to entertain clients when they came around.
Yeah,
real talk.
Well, that's a legitimate expense, man.
I was gonna say, like, if it's legit,
I don't know if it's legit.
Different things apply, but different things apply to different people. For example, I had to get the train here today. This is work. My train ticket.
Yeah,
we won't talk about the extra stuff that happened, but my train ticket. Actually, you know what? Even the fine that I got is all the extra ticket thing that I had to pay for. That's even tax deductible.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a parking ticket. Oh, what was it I read? If you get a parking ticket...
Whilst DJing.
And you're DJing, boom, it's a business expense. Or bank charges.
What happens if you get a parking ticket for not buying a ticket, so you broke the law and got a parking ticket, then...
Oh, I read it somewhere, I can't remember the details.
I'm just being devil's advocate.
I like also what you said about just rainy days stuff, about just
the saving thing, that resonates,
because you've got to think as well, this isn't a long-term career. This isn't something that a lot of us are still going to be doing when we're 60 years old. Mm-hmm. And when the clubs dry up and you've got no other money coming in, what the fuck are you going to pay? Like, how are you going to live when you're 60?
This is when, like, other revenue streams come into account. And, you know, like, we, you know, obviously, you're not just a DJ these days. You might have produced records or tour for an artist or be on radio or do presenting, or, you know, you might have some kind of other business or something that is either related to music or some other side hustle that isn't, you know. So obviously there, it's important to have like these other revenue streams coming in. But if this is just your bread and butter, then you need to think about the future, man. I mean, you know, we ain't got no pension in this either. There's no workplace pension. Like, we need private pensions, you know, medical insurance, dental plan if people want to do that as well. You know, all these things which people in a 9-to-5 take for granted. And, you know, we're not paying into no workplace pension or nothing, bro. Like, you know, I'm quite fortunate that I managed to buy a house off of this shit. But I know, like, later, I'm thinking, you know, like 30 years later down the line, like, you know, what's my pension going to be? Like, you know, am I going to stay in this house or am I going to go and buy a bigger house? And therefore, you know, like, the money that I've saved up, is that going to be used for a deposit for a bigger house and stuff? You know, it's...
Yeah, I'm exactly the same, man. And the only reason I was able to do it is because I was smart with my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like... Well, I mean, I think we've discussed it. I can't remember if we discussed it on here.
I'm in a completely different boat, man. Like, I'm good now, but I learned the hard way. Like, I made investments, lost money, and, like, made some bad mistakes, really, because I wasn't looking at the bigger picture of it. It was only, like, four or five years ago I really tapped in and started really focusing on putting this money aside. And I was so reckless with money, man. Because when it... Bruv, to me, well, I didn't even think I was going to be able to make a career out of this DJ thing at first. When it got to the point where it was consistent and the money's coming in, I was just like, yo, crepes, holidays. So obviously the crepe thing is like something I've always had in me anyway, but I was just not even, I wasn't thinking of the long game at all. And obviously now I'm already in that crossover of building another business. Mm-hmm. So when everything, when the DJing goes that way, this is coming up the other way, and it's a natural progression from me being a DJ moving into like this creative, like visual world, which is what I'm slowly touching on now. But yeah, man, I just wish I had more knowledge on it.
But it's hindsight, do you know what I mean? And you know, we're at this age now where we have got responsibilities. You know, 12, 13 years ago, living at home, like real financial commitments. Yeah, I was like, you know, paying like my mum and dad, like, you know, X amount a month, like, for keeping that. And you know, for like a young person who is just starting out, it's great because they might not have like any financial commitments. So a majority of their income coming in, yeah, they can buy kicks and PS4 games and go on holiday and buy a new whip and everything like that. But, you know, once you get to that age where, you know, you move out of home or you have a partner and you want to, you know, get a place together. Or,
when you've got your big boy shoes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's when shit gets real. And, you know, that's when, you know, you have to think about like, all right, cool. This isn't an image thing. This isn't, you know, something I do as a hobby. This is now what I do as a career.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are serious about this, then, you know, that's when you start making these grown-up decisions like, oh, I'm going to pass on these Air Maxes to buy this plug-in, or I'm going to pass on that to, you know, pay for this Facebook advertising, and, you know, oh, my car needs to get serviced, or I need it to get to my gig so I can, you know, like, earn money, so I best not, you know, do this, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, man.
So,
I think that's where I struggled. Like, I'm not there now, but that's, I would have picked the kicks over something
but,
else.
Yeah, but you know what it is as well?
Especially it's a bit silly, but it's brutally honest. Like,
but you know what?
I would never now. Like, I was
like that 10 years ago. I would have, like, you know, been like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to go buy some vapes or something.
And yeah, then, yeah,
you
know, same.
I've still got them sitting in the box like I've worn them twice.
Exactly, and, you know, that, I mean, man.
But so I used to do an office job, right, just before DJing. I was working in an office job, and I worked out one day that I was getting £45 a day in that office job. Like, and that was working 9 to 5. And I think when you're young and you step into the DJ world and you suddenly realise, like, right, I'm actually making a lot more than that and I'm doing fuck all, essentially. In the early stages, I mean, when you're just going to the clubs and you're doing a couple hours and getting more. And then you're realising, I'm not working that hard and I'm getting all this money. Like, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you're rich and you've got shitloads coming. You're not
I got, man, got gassed when I landed that first 2-3 nights a week.
The young mindset, but then you're not even thinking, well, hang on, that £45 in the office, that's already contributing to the pension fund. And my tax has already been paid before I see that money.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So actually, like, it swings and roundabouts.
Yeah,
man,
the tax thing, like, I've got to the point now where I take 20% off every check I'm getting and put it away.
Yeah.
And that's the way I ended up going, because I wasn't doing it and I was just living day to day, stacking money and not even thinking about the tax bill. In my head, it's not even coming into my mind. Then the tax bill comes and I'm like, yo, I've just been shafted.
That's the worst
thing. It was just being silly with it, bro. Like,
the end of the year, when you've got to do that payment, when you log on and you see that number and it's like, right, I've got to actually.
You just had Christmas as well. Like, and then in the January, they're like, okay, we want X thousands of pounds. It's like, bruv, I've got like birthdays in October, November, and then it comes to Christmas, then the tax bill in the Jan, then on account in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another one at the end of July.
This is like, the account set is
end of July, 31st of
end
July.
End of July.
Yeah.
The tax year starts in April. Yeah, and then end of July.
I paid my own account early this year to get it out of the way. I logged in. And
literally,
paid it early.
Funnily enough, yesterday I've just paid January's one. So for January,
for 2019,
so I'm done now until for a whole year. I have a separate bank account. 1/3 goes in there. So end of the tax year, I've got more than enough, and that might be a holiday fund.
So I've worked out what my bare minimum is. So that's including, like, you know, like mortgage, bills, car, and like all the other bits and pieces, you know, like broadband and plus, like, you know, furniture that I've bought on finance. Shout out DFS, 3 years interest free, bang bang.
they're closing down sale that's lasted forever.
Oh no, it's mad. If anyone's ever bought a DFS furniture full price, let me know, because I can laugh at you.
you have a sale on 350 days of the year.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I've worked out what my bare minimum is, and that includes like a little bit of disposable income. So, like, you know, going to cinema, eating out, like date night, that, or whatever, that type of thing. Do you know what I mean? And everything else that I get will go straight into the savings account. And then, you know, like, then, like, 3 months before, like, the tax bill was due, then that's when I start putting more towards, like, the tax bill. But a majority of it goes, like, into the savings account, stays there, and, you know, it's just there, like, for a rainy day or to either eventually pay off the house or, you know.
Your money management.
Young DJs, if you're watching, save that P, guys.
I think the other...
Be sensible.
Yeah, and the key is, as well, do a little bit of research into the tax laws. It sounds boring as fuck, but there is actually some really basic stuff you can learn, like the annual mileage, like what you can write off as a tax expense. Some people are under the impression, like, oh, I can write it off, that means I get it back. So if I buy a £100 pair of headphones, the government will give me £100.
No,
and that's not what it means.
No, it doesn't.
Like, but I think it's just a case of educating yourself enough.
Yeah.
Like, it took me like 3-4 hours, I think, to learn what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I was in your boat, man. It's just the basics of it. Like, I don't know the intricate, like you say, the laws and the little bits that change here and there that a fully fledged accountant would be able to maneuver around. Yeah. But I know enough to be able to do my own self-assessment and do it in the right way.
Can I ask a personal question? Like, have you guys thought about shit like pensions and stuff like that?
Thought about it. Moved on quickly.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat, man. But it's getting to the point now where I'm going to start building my own.
Yeah,
like obviously you can get state pensions, whatever else, but like it's peanuts.
Yeah, but I mean, given like the way that the cost of living is going up, I mean, state pension ain't gonna be worth shit by the time we're what, like 60.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll be like 67, 69. Yep, we're
exactly
gonna be
that.
So my thing is, I have a plan. I've got a 25-year mortgage.
Sick. Okay.
But I have a plan to pay it in 15.
Right.
And then essentially that house right there is that's the safety net. So right. if I get to 60 and I haven't managed to build other businesses or get to where I need to be, at least at that point I'll be sat on whatever my house is worth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So worst case scenario, I move into one of them plastic homes and I've got a shit ton of money to live off. Do you know what I mean? Like absolute worst case scenario. But
yeah, you guys you both got houses, innit? You both got properties. Like I'm just about to get to that point now, only because of the mistakes that I've made previously. I might be already sat here having the same conversation.
Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't easy though, because it's like, you know, if we was like working in an office and, you know, we were on, you know, what our gross income is, then they would let us borrow up to 4.5 times that amount. But if you're self-employed, they take it on your net profit.
Yeah.
And obviously, as we know, there are a lot of things, like we said, which are tax deductible, and obviously we want to try and pay as little tax legally as possible.
Yeah, push your profits
legally
down.
Kind of goes against it.
Yeah, which brings the profits down. And, you know, they take a 3-year average. And, you know, you might have had like a year where it kind of went down and they question it. And obviously, if you've got any other financial commitments, like a car and finance or any outstanding like loans and that, that could, you know, you might have like a credit card with 500 quid on it. That will affect like how much you can borrow by like $3,000 or something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's definitely a lot harder for self-employed people to get on a property ladder, but once you're on there, it's dope, man. I mean, it's not for everyone. You know, some people like the flexibility of being able to, you know, go traveling or be able to, like, you know, go out to Dubai and DJ there for 6 months or something. Do you know what I mean? But I think, you know, like, I don't know. I think property is probably like kind of the thing that I'm probably going to look at later in life. You know, just buy to lets, and, you know, obviously the laws have changed and it's not as profitable as it once was, but at least, you know, there's someone in there paying the mortgage, so you can settle up at a later date you know, have that income there, man. So
go on, Cable. Money property management. Developer in the future. Yeah, he's coming.
Hey, it's great. I'll be a wicked landlord. I'm used to shouting at people, so yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Sick,
man.
I think our time's done in
this
studio.
Yeah, they're going to kick us out now.
#TalkOverPodcast.
Let's get it.
Oh, and follow me at DJ Cable.